Patricia Heaton warns on October 7th anniversary that rising anti-Semitism could create another 9/11. By Warner Todd Houston on October 7, 2025. Emmy-winning actress Patricia Heaton is warning that the rise of anti-Semitism in America could easily lead to another terror attack like 9/11 in comments made on the grim anniversary of the Palestinian-led attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Heaton joined hashtag End Jew Hatred founder Brooke Goldstein on Fox News on Tuesday to speak about the anniversary of the brutal Hamas attack on Israel, and they warned that Americans are not paying enough attention to the rise of anti-Semitism here at home. Heaton lamented that it is hard to believe that conditions are deteriorating so quickly and added that we're going to see a 9/11 again in this country if people don't wake up, take a stand, and make their voices heard. Goldstein added that Americans are beginning to forget the threat radical Islam poses. I think Americans are starting to wake up and understand that radicalization, especially theologically motivated radicalization, is a threat to the United States, she said. Why has it taken us so long after 9/11, when Islamist radicals flew planes and killed thousands of civilians, to realize this is not just about the Jews? Goldstein also railed against those claiming there is Islamophobia in the U.S., and said, any counterterrorism expert, journalist, author, or even cartoonist who spoke about the threat of radical Islam was branded Islamophobic or racist. She went on to say that the Palestinian attack on Israel in 2023 was not just an attack on Jews, but an assault on Western civilization itself. We have American civilians who were kidnapped and killed, and others who remain hostages in Gaza. This is an attack on Western democracies, an attack on the West by radical Islamist states funding proxy groups engaged in what they call a holy war, Goldstein exclaimed. But Heaton was less optimistic that people are waking up to the hate. She worried over the sharp rise in anti-Semitism worldwide. After October 7th, I assumed that all of America, and particularly Christians, would be standing up for Israel, that there would be a massive outcry on October 8th, and 9th, and 10th in support of Israel and condemning what had happened, Heaton said. And instead, there was sort of silence from most Americans and a lot of churches and huge support for Palestine and for Hamas and for Gazans who went in and participated in the slaughter. Heaton called the October 7th attacks a horrible thing that we witnessed, but added, now the whole world is supporting the perpetrators. It's outrageous. Heaton also said that Christians need to stand up for Israel. It's very important for Christians to recognize this and support the Jewish people. And for our own self-interest, also for the interest, as Brooks said, for democracy, for Judeo-Christian values that we all cherish, and we benefit from, Heaton told Fox News. But you have to remember 9/11. You have to remember the first attack on the World Trade Center. And you have to take seriously these attacks on Jews that are happening on American soil. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.